Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Bill Buckman. Thank you, Bill, for your contribution. Jim, we got tons of music we want to play. You've got one more you want to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today. Give us a hint to what you're going to play.
Well, this comes as a sort of apology to Mr. Buckman, Bill, who wrote us on Patreon. It was bad phrasing. It wasn't that I got anything wrong. It was a short-sold, a legendary band of 4-5 decades or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make good.
Okay. I want to hear about that. That's up next on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We are back, Jim. I'm intrigued to hear what song you're going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today.
Well, it's a great song, Greg, and it gives me a chance to talk about a band you and I love deeply, Pear Ubu. So Bill Buckman was moved by my, he called it, fitting and proper tribute to Anton Fear, the great drummer from Cleveland who had moved to that Lower East Side New York scene and been such an essential part of it. Anton was a big loss to everybody. I said casually that Anton played in the late days of Pear Ubu, right? By that I meant he drummed along with the original drummer, Scott Krause, on Song of the Bailing Man from 1982. And Bill was tweaking me a bit. He said, you know, Pear Ubu has never stopped.
Yeah, right.
And he said in particular he's a big fan of recent albums such as St. Arkansas and Pennsylvania.
Well, we know they never stopped. We had him on the show.
We have had
2 years ago.
We've had David Thomas on the show, and it's always a pleasure to talk to him.
Don't miss him.
No, we love Pear Ubu. I think like Wire, like the Buzzcocks, there are phases of Pere Ubu's career. And the groundbreaking work they did, starting with the modern dance in 1978, and the singles that preceded that, mm-hmm. even when Peter Lochner was still in the band. You know, with Song of the Bailing Man in 82, they took a break, right? Wasn't a really long break now, mm-hmm. but I remember thinking Pere Ubu was gone, right? And then there was a great best of the early days, the Tenement Year in 88, and then suddenly there was new Pere Ubu music.
Mm-hmm.
Cloudland in 89, Worlds in Collision in 91.
Really good records.
Story of My Life in 93. You know, that was the weird moment when alternative was exploding. So some major labels thought, let's throw some money at Pere Ubu. There had never been any money, never been any hype about Pere Ubu mm-hmm. in those groundbreaking 70s days. You know, and then there was another break, and then they've been back and forth since. I think that first reunion, reactivation, whatever you want to call it, produced some of the best music of Pere Ubu's career. I think that's the stuff that stands with the first round of those classic recordings, because you still had Tony Maimone, the great bass player in the band. You still had Scott Krause, the founding drummer. You had Eric Drew Feldman coming in and mm-hmm. adding a lot on keyboards. You know, then all those guys left, and now, even as Bill, Pere Ubu superfan, admits, it's now David Thomas and friends.
Right.
Whoever he recruits, right? But man, that 90s work, I'm going to go to Cloudland, right? Comes out in May 89, so just before the old thing happens. Gets Pere Ubu on MTV mm-hmm. with the song Waiting for Mary.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like
great record.
An alt hit, right? Mm-hmm. Who'd ever thought Pere Ubu would be, you know, modern rock hit? I'm not going to play that song, though. I'm going to play the song Ice Cream Truck, because this is a great, great idea. And I remember talking to David Thomas when it came out. You know, it's about being annoyed to death by the ubiquitous earworm you can't escape, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm 58 now. To this day, in my head, occasionally out of nowhere comes the Mr. Softy theme.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, David Thomas is talking about hearing this melody. Baby, baby, come here quick. The melody's about to make me sick. I don't think I can stand anymore. That comes from the ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much music in the land. You hear it everywhere. Everybody's in a band. I can't get enough of it, except David is saying he can. Some bands should not be bands. Some music should not intrude upon our day. That's what this song is about. A little surly. He can be a little curmudgeonly, mm-hmm. Mr. Crocus Behemoth, yes. a.k.a. David Thomas. Ice Cream Truck by Pere Ubu.
Ice Cream Truck from Pere Ubu, 1989. I'm glad you focused on that period from Pere Ubu, because it's sort of undersung.
Great stuff,
of course, is celebrated now, but they had a great run of records right around that time. And I went to see them a bunch during that period, just starting right for the Tribune, and I thought those records were as good as anything they'd done, really.
They absolutely were.
They were terrific records, and now you can't even find them on a lot of streaming services.
No, it's a shame. You know, and to me, when you still had Krause and Maimone and Alan Ravenstein, I believe, was still contributing, I mean, you know, they added so much to David Thomas. He's mm-hmm. always been Pere Ubu, but he needed those helpers.
Absolutely. That's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.